So back in Canaan, the future looked rough. Jacob's family were finding it tough. For the famine has caught us unprepared. We are thin, we are ill, we are getting scared. It's enough to make anyone weep. We are down to our very last sheep. We will starve if we hang around here. And in Egypt there's food going spare. They've got corn, they've got meat, they've got fruit and drinks. And if we have the time, we could see the Sphinx. So they finally decided to go off to Egypt to see Brother Joe. So they all lay before Joseph's feet. Mighty prince, give us something to eat. Joseph found it a strain not to laugh, because not a brother among them knew who he was. I shall now take them all for a ride, after all they have tried, fratricide. I rather like the way you're talking, astute and sincere. Suddenly your tragic story gets me right here. This is what we hoped you'd say. All this talking at my heartstrings seems quite justified. I shall give you what you came for, and lots more beside. Thank you, Grinspoor Stoopfall. Worship, worship, Begnisbon Scroll. Joseph handed them sackloads of food, and they grovelled with base gratitude. Then unseen, Joseph nipped out around the back and planted a cup in Yak Benjamin's sack. When the brothers were ready to go, Joseph turned to them all with a terrible stare and said, "No, no, 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 no.